Now, if you wanted to, we could have went on the inside.
No, that's be fine. We got fine.
Okay.
When did you learn how to quilt?
Oh, when I was good at growing it up.
Sure did.
Did it take long how to learn how to do it?
No, it didn't take long. By watching her, she's showing. It didn't take long for me. I always liked to quilt anyway.
And you said you've been working on this one how long?
Oh, well, I just say yesterday and today. Oh, we started a little bit day before yesterday, I did. But we put a full day on it yesterday.
And it takes about how long to do one?
Well, now, if you can continue to quilt, it don't take but a day. If you just continue to quilt, but I stop and do other things and then come back to quilt.
Is that the different patches that you're sewing onto that?
See, now this top is already sewed together, made just like a sheet.
Oh, I see.
Then you make a bottom. Just a plain bottom. That's the lining. Mm-hmm. And then you get your cotton, you spread it on the line, and then put the top over it. And then whip it to these frames.
Right.
And that holds it.
Right. And these things that you got here sitting on, you call those
horses.
Is that what you usually use?
Right. Quilting horses.
Could you tell me about how you used to do it? You said you hung it from the ceiling or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, living in the country, we didn't have what you call attics or lofts. Uh-huh. In fact, we used to call them lofts in your house, you know, overhead in the house.
Definitely.
And it would be just straight poles across the room.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, holding the house together.
Yes, ma'am.
And we would put ropes around those poles. Four ropes or strings, if we could get strings stout enough.
Yes, ma'am.
And tie it around those poles and let the strings hang, the rope hang down.
Yes, ma'am.
And then we would have four of these frames, what you call frames. And then we hang these frames to those ropes.
That's it.
Tied at each corner, four corners.
Yes, ma'am.
And just get around and go to quilt.
Do you usually have two people working on it at the same time?
Two. And three. At one time we had five, but one of my ladies is sick and she had an operation on her eye.
Yes, ma'am.
And she's unable to, she's not down or nothing, but she just can't, you know,
yes,
do so now. And the other lady, she just, I guess, at home, doing something at home. But usually it'd be two.
Yes, ma'am. So two can take care of it in about a day's time.
Right.